The desperation in the Indian camp can be gauged from the fact that they held their second successive pre-match practice session at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium on Saturday evening, while no other team have had this privilege even once. That's because, going into the final league match against Australia here on Sunday, India's fate is not entirely in their hands. Even if they manage to beat the defending champions, they will have to wait for the outcome of the New Zealand v Pakistan match on Monday to know if they have made it to the semi-finals of the Women's T20 World Cup. Overcoming Australia won't be easy, even though they have injury concerns over two of their top players. Their skipper Alyssa Healy and pace bowler Taylor Fleming suffered injuries and had to retire during the game against Pakistan in Dubai on Friday. Despite that, they trounced Pakistan to race to the top of Group A having won all three games. They have 6 points and a massive NRR of 2.786. That leaves India and New Zealand battling for the second knockout spot from the group. Australia will bank on opener Beth Mooney to provide them a solid start low and slow Sharjah pitch on the low and slow Sharjah surface. India must bring their A game like they did against Sri Lanka. They will have to devise a similar strategy and hope things go according to plan. In that match, the most encouraging facet was their superb ground fielding and some amazing catching. The bowlers will need that kind of support if they have to restrict the Aussies, who had notched up 148 against the White Ferns here on a surface where other teams have struggled to attain the 120-run mark. Team India will once again hope for a solid start from openers Smriti Mandhana and Shefali Verma for their skipper Harmanpreet Kaur and Jemima Rodriguez to build upon. As for the bowling unit, they will surely like the pitch which has afforded quite a bit of help to the spinners. The spin duo of Shreyanka Patil and Asha Sobhana have done wonders, while the pace duo of Renuka Thakur and Arundhati Reddy have not only been parsimonious, but also among wickets. On such a surface, the team management might be tempted to play an additional spinner in Radha Yadav, though that would mean going a batter short in M-dash, and that they would not opt for, and in McGrath may lead Oz today is for the Australians. If Healy is not fit to play, Talia McGrath will step in as skipper. The Aussie vice-captain insists that her team is ready to call on their bench strength after two of their star players suffered injuries against Pakistan. Fleming dislocated her shoulder while trying to stop a boundary in the first over, while Healy retired hurt with a calf injury while batting. That has opened a window of opportunity for India to exploit in the must-win match. But McGrath believes her side has the resources to compensate. The thing about this Australian team is the depth we have. It's time to use it, and we know the Indians will come hard at us and their spinners will be a real threat. It's good that we had a big win in Sharjah against the White Ferns. That has made us aware of the conditions. All tickets for the game have been sold out, and as in the Pakistan match, India will have strong support from the crowd. That should encourage them to give their best against a strong opponent in a doughty battle. 3-4-0 of T20I matches India and Australia have played against each other. The Indians have won 8, while the Aussies clinched 25 with one game abandoned due to rain.